Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
I got a scary story for you.
I heard.
Yeah. Terrifying, actually.
Yeah.
And it caught me really off guard this morning. And I didn't know what to do. I mean, I was ready to reach for, you know, the old six shooter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I walk out of my house and I always go in and out the garage. I don't go out the front door. And so I get to the garage, and right before, I'm about to open the garage, I kind of fiddle around a little bit, but I hear something. And I thought, well, I wonder if we got a rat or something in the garage, you know?
Right.
But nevertheless, I take my phone, I open the garage door. As soon as the door, I'm standing there ready to go out. As soon as the garage door starts opening, I see a pair of shoes.
What?
On the outside of the garage.
No!
As the garage slowly.
No!
I swear. And
raccoons wear shoes?
No as idea. The garage door is going up, a man's legs.
No!
Yes.
Shut up.
Now, I don't know what's going to happen at this point.
And he's not moving?
No, just standing there. Nothing moves. It's like somebody planted some fake legs there or something, okay? I literally grab for my bag because...
You have a concealed carry.
Yes, I have a concealed carry. I grab that, start unzipping it, and the garage keeps going up. It gets to the guy's waist, gets all the way up, and he goes, "Amigo!" I'm just staring at him. He's standing. I mean, literally, like me and Carson right here. It's Amazon.
Oh.
At 4 a.m.
Well, I know that they deliver overnight, but why is he standing at your garage?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I have no idea. I guess he heard me inside rumbling around and realized somebody's, maybe he saw the light come on when I went into the garage because it automatically, you know, the garage door opened. But when that garage started up and I saw feet,
there's
no way. Freaked out.
That's kind of weird that he would just stand there.
He was just standing there, Jamie.
Yeah, that's
and he had
weird.
On one of those vests that you wear on the side of the road, the reflection vest.
Yeah.
And he wasn't driving an Amazon truck. He was a delivery artist independent.
Yep. Yeah.
So he's got a pickup truck that's running outside, which I couldn't hear that. I'm deaf. But it...
I bet it scared the crap out of you. We're lucky we're not hearing about a shooting in Littleton.
Well, especially like that time in the morning.
Yeah.
I don't want to scare anyone if I'm delivering a package. I just want to drop it off and get out of there.
I've never seen anyone delivering a package 4 a.m. I know they deliver late at night, overnight, whatever. But I've never seen anyone. But especially as the door comes up, you see feet. Then you start to see legs, and it's like,
slow motion.
And he wasn't moving. He wasn't spooked. He didn't, like, run away.
I'm surprised he didn't say, "Hi, I'm an Amazon delivery guy. I don't want to freak you out."
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure that they you know, they do this all the time. They meet up with people all the time at the front door accidentally or garages, and that they would give you a warning. Like, just so you know, I'm the Amazon guy. I hear you in there, just so you know. You know,
because if people get scared, you don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, but I got the car. I was literally shaking.
I bet.
Was like, oh my God, that guy scared that. I didn't expect, you know, amigo.
So what'd you get?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I think it's a package that my father-in-law ordered some water filters.
Water filters?
This guy's out delivering water filters at 4 a.m.
Wait, he gets it delivered at your house?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he's coming to my house
eventually. I know, but he thinks you need a water filter?
No. They're for a new sink area that he's ordered, and these filters fit that. So,
He thinks we're that far in the process?
I don't know, Jamie.
He's getting ready. He's like, send everything
over
there.
We haven't even put up drywall yet.
I have no idea what's going on. He just handed me the package, and I think that's what it was. I'm not sure. I was supposed to be on the lookout for the water filters all day yesterday.
Gotcha.
I couldn't even take a nap because I'm waiting on water filters. I'm like, dude.
Oh my God.
Don't let them get away without dropping off my filters. And I said, okay, Yeah, I got it.
I cannot believe this man's going to move into your basement. It's going to be a long life, buddy.
I love water filters. Yeah. Man, I got to tell you, though, that was, like, terrifying.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah. I mean, I literally was reaching for the bag. But
you'd think, honestly, that they would be trained to, like, say something like, I'm Amazon, you know, something like that.
He never said a word. It got all the way up to his face. And I still didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
You know, he's standing there with, like, a construction vest on. And we've had these rumors around the neighborhood of break-ins.
Well, remember, like, the first time that I saw that was at Christmas time, around Christmas time.
Yeah.
And I was freaked out because the guy got in the out of the regular car with the vest on. And I'm like, oh, this is like he is out to, like, kill me, you know? But no, and they just started doing that courier service about, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
I can't stand it because you don't feel like they're official.
No,
it could be anybody.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Yeah, I need them to have one of those weird electric trucks that are hideous.
some markings.
Yeah, something. Yeah, even like put it on the side of the car because Bree and I saw someone. It was two kids. And they looked sketchy driving around when we were, and it was like 5 o'clock at night, whatever. And they stopped at my neighbor's house, and Bree was like, I think they just got out and took a package. And I was like, really? Because that would be easy.
Yeah. You put on a couple of vests, a vest, and you walk up to, you don't know if you're taking her, because you can't, you know, you're not really paying attention.
And one of them had a hood up, and so it was hot out. I was like, why is he wearing a sweatshirt? So that was sketchy.
A hoodie, yeah.
And then we get out, and I go check the porch, and I was like, no, they must have just dropped off a package. So it was probably...
But it'd be easy.
Yeah, oh, really?
You know, my theory is wear an Amazon vest and drive your beater car and steal stuff. And the other one is have a white truck with a yellow light on top.
Yeah, you
can go anywhere. You know,
I don't think I'd want to be that person that's doing the delivery at 4 a.m. by yourself out there.
I know, I agree.
Into these neighborhoods and stuff. I don't know if I'd want to be that person.
Yeah, I agree.
That doesn't even seem safe for him.
Yeah, well, obviously it was because you froze.
I did. I know what I would do in that situation. Freeze. Oh! I was like Scooby-Doo in there.
That was a test.
I'm gonna die.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.